Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited for today's conversation with my good friend, Grace Holm, Grace G. Holm. Yes, she has changed her name. Some people have emailed me and say, who is Jade and who is Grace? Grace G. Holm, previously known as Jade Yin Holm. Yes. It's the same person, you know, just a different name. So she's here with us today talking about Divine Blueprint for Health. And so this is going to be a fabulous call, like it always is with Grace. Lots of energy moving, shifting, changing. But just be open to receive and be open to let go of what is blocking you, what's in your way, what you're experiencing. Be willing to let that go. And so some of the stuff that we're going to talk about is that health and wellness or health and wholeness are what we're designed to experience. Right? And sometimes we experience issues as a result of ascension. So some of us might be experiencing those types of things. Past karma and past life issues can also interfere with your divine blueprint. And emotional and psyche spiritual issues can also interfere. And health is a whole system and it's interrelated. And so we're going to be talking about that, you know, the fact that all body systems will be optimized for health and wholeness as your divine blueprint for each system gets activated. So Grace is going to talk about that and some more. And so I'm glad that Grace is back with us. She was here back in, I think, May or April of earlier this year, and as well as last year, the year before that. And so we always have so much fun, always a high vibe, always, you know, laughing and joking and really fun energy, but at the same time, powerful, clearing energy. So Grace is an alchemist, a quantum healer and speaker with over 19 years of combined experience in healthcare and alternative healing. She works with science, spirituality, and intuition to facilitate her clients to transform health, financial, and relationship issues by shifting energetic patterns in the body from the cellular level to the etheric and from the personal to the archetypal. I can never say that word. Her gentle presence, intuitive knowing, and powerful activations often awaken the intuitive gifts and healing abilities in others, making her an avidly sought-after mentor to lightworkers and healers. So Grace, again, welcome to the show. And I know, you know, you're experiencing a little bit of challenge, which also could be an ascension as well, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. I just realized that. Yeah. I've never felt like I've been hit with allergies so hard. I thought they were gone. I did stuff for them. And it's ridiculous for me to be having joint pain and losing my voice. And I thought, wait a second here. I'm too young to be feeling so old all of a sudden. But I realized it's all these things being released. And as I did all some of the MP3s for this package, and as I'm doing them, I'm feeling like that's why I was called to do it. And I was afraid to do it. And I just want to be able to say, for all those of you who are tuning in, you guys are healers and powerful healers. And especially those of you who are in the process of transitioning from like normal job to healer, and you are wondering, how am I going to tell people what I do, this and that? Oh my God, you will always have that question.
for sure. Some people still don't understand what I do, you know? It's like, we don't know what you do, but, you know, keep doing it, but we don't know.
Exactly. And I have to really clear that because I'm like, I'm going to be on her show. People are going to be listening. They're going to think I'm crazy. Who am I to think that I have this divine blueprint thing, blah, blah, blah. But it's not about me doing it. It's my team. And it's about the consciousness of the world. So I finally get, it's about the consciousness of the world that is ready for this. And I just happen to be lucky enough to be the one among many others, among many, many awesome light workers, many awesome people who are being called this time to activate our divine blueprint to make the ascension process easier and to make healing something that happens now and not like in a 3D world where like I would be on medications for so long for this to work, be on medications for this for so long. In fact, all the medications, immunization, vaccines and stuff that we have been dealing with most of us in the Western world have been dealing with. Well, even not in the Western world, even when I was in China, immunization, medication, this and that, herbs, this and that. And our bodies are so overloaded with that, we need to clear that so that the divine blueprint of us just comes through. And that allows us to access source energy with so much more ease and clarity, because the world requires that we be able to do that now to solve so many problems that are facing humanity.
Awesome. Thank you. And you know, and that's the thing, a lot of things are coming up just to be cleared and released, right? And so you losing your voice, one of our other guest speakers lost his voice right after he was on our show. So it's like, and you lost your voice before you were on the show. It's like, what's going on here? You know? And every time I get on the show, sometimes I experience a little bit of something with my throat. And I was like, I was fine before. So I was like, all right, let's just let it go. Let's just release, right? Take a deep breath, bring some water. You know, and what are we not expressing? What are we not sharing? And what needs to be expressed even more fully now?
Yes, and the thing is to not judge what comes through, because I think I immediately went back to all these fears because I was talking to someone about, oh yes, divine blueprint. We got to activate our divine blueprint. I guess I share this with someone who was more lost in the 3D reality than in the 5D. So I thought, oh, big mistake. <It's okay. laughs>
Happens. Yeah, who are you talking to, right? So
yeah, so it's like, oh my god, what a blessing to be playing with you and your group and your people who are so open-minded that I can talk about this without feeling like, what am I saying, who am I saying this to, like that fear. Once I'm feeling in the presence of all of you, that fear gets like destroyed.
Yeah, awesome. Good. Yay.
Because, Thank you, everybody. I love you guys.
And it's so, and because this is a safe space as well, right? And so Angela just wrote in that she lost her voice twice this week. Wow. And it had never happened since last time was 2009. Okay, that's not, I'm not even going to go there because I was just going to say, oh, I've never lost my voice. I'm not, cancel, delete, all that. Let's not even talk about that.
It will happen in the most inconvenient time.
We don't want that happening right now. So no, it's all good. Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, and thank you, Angela, for sharing that too, because, you know, Grace is not the only one. Jimmy's not the only one. You're not the only one. You know, it could be a lot of people losing their voice right now. And so part of that is it because the collective is saying, you know, in some places, don't speak, don't say that yet, it's not the time? Or is it because we are feeling, no, it is the time, let's share, let's talk, let's express, let's talk more about this because it needs to be out in the open? So whether it's about this or something else that's going on in the collective, because I don't always follow what's happening in the media, right? I just don't.
But that's there might so be smart.
Yeah, somebody told me after the fact, oh, did you know about this? No, I missed that. You know, it's like, no, I didn't see that. No, I didn't hear about that. But, there, you know, this is a time when people more and more are saying it's time to speak up. We cannot keep silent anymore on certain issues, right? And so, you know, it's like, yeah, let's be our authentic self. Let's share what's coming out to be shared. And let's clear that pattern of, you know, of secrecy, you know, of manipulation, of just playing small and shrinking.
Yeah, and I get that if all of us light workers are not claiming our work and our voice, we are just allowing the old system to keep on taking over, you know? Mm-hmm. And thank God all these things are coming up about exposing all the power dynamics, not so good power dynamics in about every place. And I'm gonna not go into naming all that, but you all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So claiming our voice, and I get that there's this fear about speaking up,
that is different than what the masses accept, because we can see how that gets played out, who gets punished, and now the voice of whatever feels like they're taking over, but really they're showing us what needs to be healed and released. So the unhealed childhood traumas of everybody.
Everybody, yeah, we all have it. We all have them, for sure, yeah. And so, you know, all of these, a lot of this stuff, all of it is in ourselves, right? In ourselves. And you work with the divine blueprint to activate certain systems to release those fears, phobias, traumas out of the cell, right?
Yeah, and to release things like environmental toxins, pollution, you know, because it's not like, I remember when I was doing medical intuition, we all think that because we have this emotional issue, we're going to have this physical issue, but that keeps us from also taking care of the bigger issue that's going on in the environment, that's going on with the earth, that's going on with stuff, right? All that affects us too. So mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, because we have repressed anger, we're going to have these problems. We're going to have problems because it's part of being human. And we all have repressed anger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I am a little volcano.
Yes, I have erupted, you know, at times in the past, you know, not so much anymore, but in the past I erupted, you know, and it's because it couldn't be repressed anymore. It needed to come out. It needed to be expressed, right? And we needed to share so that, you know, once we are able to express it in a healthy way, then we don't get those, you know, diseases and so on, because it's not being accumulated in our cells, in our tissues, right?
Yeah, and I so get that, especially since I had autoimmune disorders since I was 4 or 5 years old, and I did not know back then that I was internalizing everything that was going on in the family. Sorry, family, but that's true. Mm-hmm. Like so many sensitive children. And we're all sensitive. As children, we're all sensitive. We all have a very open system. Even people who say they're not sensitive, the thing is, sound, our tissues respond to sound, period. Mm-hmm. Sound through words we respond to. Sound with words and emotion behind it, even more impactful. So no matter who we are impacted by words, by sound, by words spoken, what emotion driven behind it, and if it's spoken from someone close to you, oh God, yeah. So who isn't a wounded child, right?
Yeah, all of us. Right, each one of us.
Each and every one of us, mm-hmm. Yeah. And if we keep on operating from all those subconscious and repressed issues, we keep on recreating the same world. So the earth is ascending and everything is ascending. And to create a new world, we need to clear the old and activate the new and give expression to that which is divinely guided. And all of us are divine beings. All of us are divinely guided. But almost none of us are given permission to speak from that space. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's in this world, in this universe, in this reality. If you do that, it's called insanity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. I've been called crazy. Yes, for sure.
And when I used to repress all that, oh God, I had to be put on antidepressants because I used to work in healthcare. So the healthcare, the doctors I went to were all, you know, what my insurance covered. And I had good insurance because I worked in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so then everything that I was going through was just medicated. Yeah.
Yeah, I refused to do that. I was put on antidepressants, and I was like, no, I can't do it. It just it made me sick, and I was like, I cannot. I tried half of a pill, and I was like, so it's in a weird place. It's like, I no, can't do it. You know, and I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be dependent on pills for the rest of my life either, you know? So I was like, no, I'll find some other way, you know? And that's the thing, we all cope, but at that time I didn't know that, you know, all of this stuff that I was repressing, all of the stuff that I was experiencing, all the trauma that I was taking on was now being accumulated in myself. I didn't know that then because I was much younger. It was before I started on this path, right? I didn't know. And, you know, when I started to figure it out and I started to do healing and, you know, all sorts of wonderful things, it started to release, you know? And so then as I started to release, clear, heal, all my migraines went away. Thank God. Oh my God. I was like, amazing, you know, when that happened, you know, all the aches and pains went away. You know, all sorts of things. And I didn't know then, what I know now is that all of that was that trauma was that's in my cells, you know, was being trapped from all everything I was experiencing and repressing and holding in and not sharing. And because, you know, I can't talk about that, right?
Yeah. And it's like such a blessing to be like what your group, like I said, because it's safe to express and it's safe to be, and we have to be safe feeling all our emotions in order to feel joy and be able to have this experience of bonding with one another, which helps with our immune system. We can't be bonding with each other if we are constantly being repressed, but this experience of being able to bond, so it's like having this group allows everyone who's tapping into it to stay in a morphic field energy that creates healing for your immune system as well. So this is good immunity.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, Melissa, I didn't do it by myself. I couldn't do it by myself completely. You know, I did some by myself, but I went to healers. I learned, you know, different healing modalities and things like that. But I could not have done this by myself. So I did a lot, but you know, but the major stuff was with other healers and mentors, you know. So we can't always do it by ourselves. We try, yes, absolutely. But if you're still struggling with stuff, then you need to get help from another healer, okay? And I say that from, you know, not because like I want you to buy Jade's or Grace's package, but it's because I went through that, so I know, right? I know that. For myself, I couldn't do it by myself. I had to go to a mentor, and I went for like, you know, a long time, you know, like a monthly session each month for a year, longer than that, you know. So it just depends on what all it is. So I know some things are really deep and some things are, you know, long standing for a long time. And one of my things was like 25 years, and it was deep. It was deep. And when I finally was able to release that and clear that and heal that, oh my God, you know, it's like freedom, you know?
Yeah, and talking about deep, so in all the MP3s I'm creating for this package, I start all the clearing from the time you were developing in utero, because scientific studies have shown that even in our development in utero, our neurology is already being wired for the environment we're going to be born into, right? So if you were in a family where mom and dad were always fighting, the fetus, as he or she was developing, as you were developing, you already taken in everything in the environment, your nervous system, your immune system, your digestive system, your skeletal system, the whole entire you was developing in response to the environment you were in already. So I think maybe this is unique to my work, maybe it's not, but it doesn't matter. I was guided to clear things from that space of your in utero development. And often when people say, I don't know what is going on, why I have this, or this medication doesn't work, this doesn't work, this past life doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And they find that it's an event that happened in utero. Like a lot of mothers in the past were given pills were given. They were given a lot of medications to take care of vomiting and so many different issues. And some of the women were misguided and told they need to lose weight or this and that, like taking dieting pills throughout pregnancy and so many other misguided information.
Right, yeah.
So thankfully, because everything is energy, we can still tune into the energetic imprint of all those things and just release them to the light so that you're not as affected by what happened before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow.
It's not just talk, but it's an actual energy that's being released. So for those of you who had a mother who had to be medicated while she was pregnant, because that's just how hospitals, how medicine treat a woman's body or a man's body also, that everything needs to be medicated. So let me do that process for you all. Would that be good? Let's start there. Yeah, because it's just like we hit something that is good. So allow me to connect with you and know that source is where this energy has come from, the zero point field or source energy. And I have my divine blueprint activation team and lots of beautiful light beings working with us today. So we're going to go back to when you were all and your first 40 weeks of in utero development, or 32, or whatever you make it to, and clear any and all toxicity, environmental toxicity from that time. And clearing this from your digestive system, immune system, your nervous system, endocrine system, reproductive system, all that. And then all the emotional traumas your mother was going through. So if you had a family where there was a lot of yelling and screaming, that registers in your body as well, because sound just penetrates, you know, through the placenta and all, and affects the baby. So all the yelling and screaming that affected you all. Oh, release the line. God bless our mom and dad. This is not about blaming them, but releasing it so that we no longer create from that space. And releasing them from them too, and releasing them from the blame and shame too, because so much of humanity was not that conscious for so long. So this is happening in people's cardiovascular system, pulmonary circulatory system, digestive systems especially. All the other stresses that are wired in your nervous system. So for those of you who have nervous system stuff and you don't know where your anxiety comes from sometimes, why you react to things a certain way sometimes, this could be it. And this can be such a game changer for everyone, because you don't know where you pick up stuff. And we are so vulnerable, right, when we were developing in utero. So let's move on from birth to age 2 and all that we picked up on that affects all systems, and release all that. Yeah. And all those of you who had a birth where you like you didn't want to be in the world, who blamed you? So precocious, right? So precocious to know what is in this world that you don't want to be a part of already. So any and all of that. It's like you want to change your mind about being here, but too late. Here we go. So all that not wanting to be in this world. Oh, so all the past lives that create you not want to be on this earth anymore, or whatever issues. And we all have a little bit of that. It may not belong to us. It may belong to the people around us, right? And it may be a DNA or intergenerational pattern, because when we go back far enough, every one of us have ancestors that participated in war, right? No matter what group, we all suffer from war and famine for a long time. So let's release all that stuff. Yeah. And so many of us who were raised by parents who live life from the head up, right? They were not in body enough to be in the heart and in the emotions and be readily available to hold space for you. So then there's this woundedness of absence, the absence of bonding, the absence of genuinely being seen, being wanted. Let's clear everything that, yeah, so all the bonding issues. And bonding issues create all kinds of relationship issues in life. And sometimes you don't know what caused all your relationship problems. It could be the very beginning of your life where the bonding, where a caregiver was just not there. But not to be negative about it, that's why we become really intuitive, because we have to figure things out. Because someone wasn't so readily available and be in tune with us. So we have to be intuitive to go within, to tune into what we need. And this lack of bonding for some of you may have created addictions in life, because you needed something to feel that emptiness of not having, not being able to be with yourself and self-soothe. So anything that predisposed you to addictions later on in life, let's release that. Even good addictions, right? Like addiction to work, addiction to, oh, here's mine, to caffeine, sorry. And anything else, instead of judging that, we can release those patterns, right? So don't blame yourself, because you knew that you can survive and transform your families. So all healers, I'm sorry to tell you, like the calling card to be a healer is to choose a pretty F up family, right? Because Abraham and Hicks said, we choose that which will allow us to really be amazing. So you choose your family like the butterfly that needs to be in a cocoon in order to have powerful wings. We put ourselves in a family, very tight, tight, tight energy cocoon, so that when you expand and be who you are in the world, you expand powerfully, beautifully. The butterfly of you is going to be powerful and exquisite. You know, if you chose a family in the very beginning of your life that was filled with lots of, let's say, densities from the 3D world, right? Densities from the 3D world. Yeah. I think Abraham and Hicks has a nice way of saying that you chose a family that is the contrast of what you're here to experience. The greater the contrast, the greater the expansion, the more powerful your butterfly wings will be in life. So, yeah. Right? So, the denser your family, the more light energy you have to transform all that. So the powerful butterfly of you becomes more and more powerful because of that. So we're still transforming stuff because you all had families that were, you know, just a little challenging and crazy, damn it. Yeah, so it's good to acknowledge that you are here to be one freaking powerful butterfly of transformation for humanity. So you chose a family, the cocoon of your being, the cocoon which transformed to the butterfly of you. That cocoon has to be really dense and tight for you to be able to ask for something different, for you to be able to be the light worker that you are. So all those densities, some of the 3D world, the abuse, emotional, physical, the lack and limitation, right? The getting paid with fucking bagel sort of a mentality.
I'm still here. I think we might have lost Grace for a second. Right? She'll come back. But that is so funny. That it's just hilarious. It's like I know I'm a powerful butterfly beyond just from the experiences and the family that I've had. Yay, she's back.
Yeah. Oh man, that was energy. That whatever that was. Ooh. Yeah. Transforming that. And then you are all here to be this freaking powerful butterfly of transformation, this catalyst to usher in a new age for humanity. I mean, it's pretty incredible to usher in a new age, the new earth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so grateful for my, you know, effed up family. You know?
Yeah. When you come around to being grateful for them, you know how much healing you have done. So
exactly.
Awesome. I mean, that's awesome. You know how much. Healing you.
Yep. Family, friends, ex-husbands. So grateful. Right? How about you guys? Are you grateful? Yeah.
I was working on clearing the bonding stuff. So is everyone's bonding, lack of bonding, has that been cleared away for everyone? Yeah. Because I feel like that's a powerful thing that's affecting a lot of people, that not being seen, not being heard, not being acknowledged. But that's because you have the power to access that for yourself, you know. And that's why you were not given a lot of things. Look what happens when you've been given a lot of things. You turn out to be like Donald. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, not a good example. Now it's going to make you want to stay poor. That's not my point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then, because everything is energy, so I have this wonderful guides and angels who are able to re-imprint for you all from the very beginning of your life, this energy of being seen, being heard, being really received. So receive that. Have your angels and guides holding you at birth, receiving you with deep reverence. Your angels looking into your eyes, your beautiful newborn face, and just have so much compassion for you. And receiving you with such deep reverence for your being and such a deep knowing for for all the fantastic, fantastic things you're bringing to planet Earth. Yeah. And take a moment to allow this imprint to be imprinted in every cell in your being now. From the very beginning of your life. Yeah. Beautiful. Oh, wonderful.
So can you go ahead?
No, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because C is asking or saying, commenting, like, there's not the permission to be here and thrive and be happy. But can you, C and everybody else, can you give yourself the permission to be here and thrive and be happy?
Yes. Give yourself that permission. So everything that's blocking you from being there for yourself, we're going to release all that. All the subconscious blocks to having that, all the subconscious blocks. And I have this very powerful way of reprogramming that really allows you to feel that on a physical level, an emotional level, and a psycho-spiritual level. So every one of you on the call, please say out loud to yourself, I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams. I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams. I give myself permission to live, to thrive, and to succeed beyond my wildest dreams and enjoy everything life has to offer. So as you say that out loud, I'm tuning into any and all blocks to that. And your voice is so powerful, it lets you know what's blocking that. And I get that some of you may not even feel like saying this out loud and claiming this for yourself. So anything that's keeping you from saying this out loud and claiming this for yourself, going to release all that to the light now. Any and all past life issues, any and all karmic issues that make it very difficult for you to speak that out loud, release all that. And I hear you. I hear you. I've been there. I remember when I first start doing work with the mirror, you know, with Louise L. Hay, she has this mirror work where you look in the mirror, look in your own eyes and say, I love you just the way you are. It took me 3 months to be able to do that.
Awesome. You did it though.
3 months to be able to do that. It took me quite a lot of practice before I can do it without like bawling again and again. So let's release all those blocks for all of you now. All the blocks of being able to speak your truth, express yourself, and totally give yourself permission to choose to live, to thrive, and to succeed beyond your own wildest dreams. Yeah. So again, all the subconscious, all the hidden factors, all the old reference points that hold you back in place, all the hidden loyalties to family, hidden loyalties to, sorry, religion, and spirituality even, sorry, spiritual, some of the some of the spiritual teachings are just not nice.
Yeah.
We need all that now, wherever, everywhere in your body, what all systems in your body, that's holding on to old issues, whether it's your voice, your skeletal system, your digestive systems, your nervous system, all systems in the body, all connective tissue in the body that's holding on to old memories, that's locking it up. Every place of tightness in your body that's locking up limitations and silencing you, everything that's silencing you. All the hairy densities are silencing you, so all the issues from past lives and intergenerational issues. Unresolved, unexpressed, repressed issues with mothers, with fathers in our lifetimes. Oh, Jesus, people.
Yeah, it's heavy. That's kind of heavy there.
So let me do this one part at a time, breaking this down. So all unexpressed, repressed, unresolved issues with your mother, this life, and all lifetimes with her.
Oh, let's release all that to the light now.
And release them and free them to be who they are. And bless them for being who they are, for being in our lives, for being the catalyst for change, right? Like, yeah, that's such a major catalyst for change.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's go with father issues, or unresolved, unexpressed father issues with your father, this life, and all lifetimes with your father, and with the whole patriarchy. Let's release all that. And all the misogynistic energy in our body, in every system in the body, let's release all misogynistic energy now. And release our fathers to their own healing, and God bless them and let them heal their wounds too. And bless them for being in our lives, for being who they are, for donation of their DNA, for some fathers are more than just DNA donation, I hope. So if you had a father who never acknowledged you, your brilliance, your being, your contribution in the world, you would always be attracting men who don't put you first, right? So let's release that, because I know that's a deep wound for many women. Release this from our DNA. That's our collective DNA. Right, patriarchy is in the collective DNA. So thank you all for being here, because by being willing to release that, we're releasing that for a lot of humanity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, step parents. Yeah, there you go. Or issues with your step parents, or past lives with your step parents. Release all that. So again, all misogynistic energy, right? Because in a patriarchy, it's definitely misogyny that creates toxic power struggles for both men and women. So it's important to release this for men and women, because this is not about blaming it all on men, because all men were once babies who were mistreated too.
Releasing all that.
That we're all yawning.
You're not yawning out, man, Angela. I'm sorry. That's the wrong place to go. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
releasing any and all tightness or density that is holding on to any issues this life and all lifetimes. So any tightness in all tissue in the body, right? All connective tissue, all fascia, and tissue includes blood and bone.
Oh. I want to just pass out. If I didn't have to sit here, I would be lying on the couch, but it's like, I have to sit here. Oh my goodness. So much stuff happening here, my God.
Fascia, yeah, right, fascia connects muscle to bone. It wraps around every muscle, every bone, which is like cellular memory of all experiences in your life and all past lives. Oh. So for those of you who are really challenged to be able to say aloud, I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams. So I want you all to say that now when we release all that, because you should be able to say that with a little bit more confidence. And again, I'm going to tune into any and all subconscious issues that are keeping you all speaking your truth, from being able to own that. So whatever that may be for a lot of you, then I'm getting to work on releasing all the puppet strings, right? All the people who have your puppet strings.
1, 2, 3, release. Clear mind alive, release it alive.
I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams.
You go, woman. Yeah.
Come on, Melissa, you can say it. I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams. Come on, say it.
You totally can say it.
Right, so tune into any and all issues.
So anyone who has your puppet strings, anyone who silence you. So all the silencing of you, all past lives, the woundings of silencing you, all those woundings, this life, all past lives. The deep wounding of being silenced, being overpowered, right? So every cellular memory of being silenced, being overpowered, being overwhelmed. Release all that now. And all the ways you were silenced for speaking up, all the ways you were killed for speaking up. Mm-hmm. All the punishments and tortures you endure for speaking up and for being you in all lifetimes, let's release all that from our cellular memory, from our DNA.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
I must look like a drunken healer, man. Melissa, you're making me drunk, girl. I'm just kidding. I'm blaming it on her. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't make it significant, though, Melissa. You know, it was, right? It was. Now just let it go. And I live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams. Oh, I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams.
Yes, yes, yes. There you go.
Yeah. And anything else hitting on our subconscious
that's not congruent with allowing you to choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond your wildest dreams, we're going to release that now. Oh, good, Melissa. Good. Good. Separating yourself from your past. Good. Awesome. Awesome, people. Oh. Good. So much lighter. Good. Okay, all those of you listening on the replay, please be able to say that for yourself. I choose to live, to thrive, and to succeed beyond my wildest dreams now. Yes, choose that now. And everything that's pushing all this off to a future space, it's a way of avoiding. So all the hidden avoidance patterns, let's release that now. All those hidden avoidance patterns that keep your dreams, to keep you pushing your dream to a future place and space. All those of you who actually, the minute you have a dream, you pushed it off back to a safer place. For those of you, a safer place is like your star seed origin, right? So all the dreams that you actually keep in the stars instead of in this reality, because it wasn't safe for you to have it in this reality, and you felt safer when you were in a different system, and you automatically put all your dreams on hold in a different system. Let's release that pattern and make it safe to bring it all to the here and now on planet Earth.
This is also safe.
Because this is also safe now, and it's time. You succeeded brilliantly in other systems already, so you can succeed in this system as well.
Oh, so let's bring that in now.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm guilty of that too. Who knew that was my automatic responder? If that was yours too?
Okay, everybody else, for you?
So all the childhood dreams that somehow disappear when you went into adulthood and got busy and created drama and trauma that separates you from your dream, let's bring all that back in. It's safe for you to realize your childhood dreams, or doesn't matter when in your life you start dreaming. You're always dreaming, right? So all that's safe for you to bring into the world. Let's bring it in now. And the divine blueprint for your dreams and your dream life. Activate that now. And embody that now. And integrate it in your everyday life now. Divine blueprint for your dream life, because you deserve to live it. Oh, and anything hidden, subconscious, that's keeping you from having that in the here and now, we're going to release all that. Anything that's pushing your dreams to a future space, which is like tricky, tricky way of avoiding living your life. Oh, yeah. All the hidden avoidance patterns we do. How about clear all that now? Okay, I guess I do that. I forgot what this session is supposed to be about. But anyway, how are you doing now?
I haven't let you talk for a while.
No, it's been amazing. I couldn't talk even if I wanted to, you know. All this clearing that we've been doing. But yes, it's about, what is it? Divine blueprint for health. So So we've talked about past karma, past life issues, emotional, psyche, spiritual issues, that health and wellness are what we are designed to experience. However, stress, emotional challenges, environmental pollutions, toxins in water and food can create a lot of issues that distort our original divine blueprint for health and wellness. So we talked about that. Sometimes yeah. We experience issues as a result of ascension.
Great.
We're doing good.
Angela says you can forget all you can. We're having a blast. Well, that's what matters, right? That I just make myself available to do what the group calls for me to do. And it's not about my agenda or your agenda or anybody's, but what the consciousness of the group is calling for us to do. Yeah.
Exactly. No, it's been awesome. So much clearing, so many realizations that people are having. So, you know, it's awesome.
Beautiful people. I can't wait to play with you guys some more because in my package B, there's, I'm going to do 5 group calls. Yeah. So there's really time to allow you to like get into the groove with everybody. And in a group situation, one person brings up a problem and it allows you, mirrors to you what that may be for you and your life, and that gets clear. So group healings like this is pretty amazing because it allows us all to clear not only for ourselves but for the collective. As you are all amazing healers and way showers, you are leading the world with your vibration. So that's amazing that you're here because you are leaders. Mm-hmm. No, leading with your vibration and clearing things and giving humanity a different way of healing and being in the world that is truly freeing on so many levels, you know, because you don't become addicted to prescription. You just become more empowered and more empowered and realize your own abilities more and more throughout the call.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we were talking just briefly, you know, there's going to be 5 Zoom calls. There's, I think, 12 MP3s and then a personal session as well. So package A, B, and C. So since we're talking about it, might as well show it, right? So for those, and then we'll go back to healing or whatever it is that we're doing here in a second. But if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/grace8. And I'm going to screen share, 1 second, I think, so that you can see it as well. All right, so just really quickly, so this is Grace's offer for August. So in the package A, there's 12 MP3s that activate all different parts of your system, right? The different
Yeah, books. Check that out. Yes. Isn't that exciting? I mean, this would be like your go-to thing, no matter what you're dealing with, because it's general enough for each system that if you are dealing with specific issues in that system, you can just go to that MP3 for quick clearing.
Yeah.
So it's something to keep for life, but as long as you have systems.
we will have systems. And then mm-hmm. package B is everything in package A. So those 12 MP3s plus those 5 Zoom calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 Zoom calls are next week, right? Let me just get all the way down here.
Yeah, so there's Tuesday lots of information. To Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, where are we? Yeah, where are we? Almost there.
Yeah, and then on the Zoom calls, I go into specific topics that we all deal with, like cellular energy. Who doesn't want more energy? And the thing is, in this culture and so many competitive cultures, people are dependent on stimulants, myself included, like coffee, tea, mm-hmm. Coke, coffee, tea, Coke, coffee, tea, Coke, green tea, this tea, blah, blah, blah. We're just substituting one stimulant with another and they're not necessarily all healthier. So cellular energy is not like the whatever drinks that for energy. Those energy drinks are not truly about energy. They are stimulants. So when we work on the body cellular energy, it gives you back the power to heal. That's cellular energy is what's required to heal your body. And it's not about keeping you awake at night and have the jitters and be on caffeine. I'm so guilty of that. So I so understand this topic and appreciate this topic and can't wait to play with you so that your body's energy, ATP, is readily available to help you and heal you. And I know metabolism, right? Myself included, I love carbs. I love food. And as I'm getting a little older, I need to be careful. But why be careful? Just look at what's going on with metabolism. It's so affected by energy and by our emotions. So metabolism gets sluggish when we are overwhelmed, when we are stressed out, when we are dealing with all kinds of emotional issues. So I want you to know, you know, I don't talk about weight loss or anything like that because it's not about that. It's about having a metabolism that supports you to function in the way that feels right for you. Mm-hmm. And hormones, I don't need to explain that at all. Yep. Sleep issues. And then I also want to give you guys time. As we work as a group, certain problems will just become louder. And by day five, there will just be issues that you become so aware of that you want to resolve. So day five is all about you.
Awesome. Yes. And then, you know, and people always have extra issues that they can bring up at that time. But some of these ones are really are key. I know a lot of people are having sleep issues. Some people are dealing with hormonal challenges. And of course the cellular energy, you know, I'm also like, you know, I like carbs. And as I'm getting a little bit older, that those carbs are staying on my body. You know, it's like, I used to have a really fast and high metabolism. What happened? It's like, I'm not sure if I have that anymore. So that's package B, which includes the 12 MP3s and the 5 Zoom calls, and there will be recordings, of course. And then package C includes everything in package A and B, plus a 30-minute personal session with Grace.
Yes.
Neil has spoken. He said yes.
Yay! Thank you, Neil. Thank you.
So, Grace, do you want to just talk a little bit about what that session looks like with you?
Well, the session with me can be anything that feels right to a person. So a lot of times, because I have an intake form, as soon as you fill your intake form and what you want to do, by the time you show up, that somehow gets resolved so that we can access even deeper issues. And the one-on-one session is perfect for like reimprinting the energy of receiving, the energy of being received, and to further work on the bonding experience that some of you may not have, because I know that it's very hard to identify this issue. The absence of something is so hard to identify. And I think that's what I'm good at, because I've been working with this for so many years that now I'm good at identifying the woundedness of the absence of something, right? The absence of bonding, the absence of validation, the absence of being seen, being heard, the absence of the true embodiment of your personal power, because you had to kind of abdicate your personal power to take care of other people's needs. This happens a lot for healers, have you noticed? Yeah.
Awesome. So all of these three packages are available at alara.at/show/grace8. So package A, those 12 MP3s, which you can use over and over again anytime something's going on. Package B, which includes the 5 Zoom calls, which there'll be recordings for as well. And package C, which includes a 30-minute personal session.
Yes. And awesome. All the MP3s will be in the package, hopefully by tomorrow, because yesterday I was so challenged with my voice that I wasn't able to finish all the MP3s. So sorry, everybody, but I know you understand, because it's like that the issue that I need to address the most is voice, right? So that's why I lost my voice, because it's like everything saying that's what we need to work on today.
But it's not like that. People don't need to listen to the MP3s before the Zoom calls anyway, so it doesn't matter whether they have them before or not, right?
That's right, because those are for you that you can have for a lifetime, because I think that those really work for a lifetime. And the reason is because it's not done by me, right? I only give voice to it. It's done through me, guided by spirit, because it's what is required at this time in our human evolution to expand the consciousness of the planet. So all those of you who are ready to really upgrade your system so that you can function from a different space to be able to outcreate who you were. Because in order to outcreate who you were, you got to leave behind everything that's holding you back. Yeah, so those MP3s will serve you for life.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. So, yes, so and when will you be scheduling the sessions? Is there a wait time for the sessions for people?
Oh, no. The sessions, you can schedule them as soon as you get the package. And I think my schedule is pretty full for the next few weeks. But that's okay, because, yeah, this divine timing and all things.
It'll all work out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. All right. So do we have any other, I mean, I'm sure we have lots of questions still. Was there something else that you wanted to work on, Grace?
Well, yes. So I'm tuning into the group, and I know so many of you are here to be healers. You see, I think 90% of you are already healers. Like, by that, I mean, you're already like taking money, doing it as part of your work. And there's many more of you that are wanting to do that. So I just want to clear that path for you to making this happen with total ease.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
For those of you who want to do healing, because I totally so support you to do this, because the universe supports you to do this. The consciousness of the planet right now needs you. So let's make it easier for you to just own your voice, be out there, give voice, give expression to all the healing that's coming through you. Oh. Oh yeah, and don't be afraid to charge for your services. It's okay to make lots of money.
Well, you know, I just announced that I'm raising my prices. So I announced that yesterday. Is that next week I'm raising my prices? So yes.
Awesome! Yay!
Yeah, because I'm worth it, and I know it.
Wonderful! Yes. So voice. So yes. So I didn't have to decide what the topic is, because I lost my voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And voice is more than just speaking, right? It's about being you, mm-hmm. bringing the message of you. And it's the beingness, being you in totality. So what would it take for you to embody your divine potency, your divine sovereignty? Oh. And acknowledge the leadership of you, because you guys can, some of you don't even know that, but acknowledge the leadership of you. You are leading the world with your vibration. and then bottom end of the totality of all your potential. Fearlessly embody and be full potential of you, the truth of you. Oh, yeah. And any and all blocks to your voice, to your full self-expression, the hidden subconscious blocks, release that. And I know it feels really ridiculous, but those of you who have done the dental energy dentistry with me, you know that sometimes old blocks really show in the back teeth, especially, you know, because they're related to the old meridians. Old teeth are related to old meridians. So those of you who may have receding gum line, dental problems, it's about trusting yourself to make the choices that work for you. So what would it take for you to really trust the choices you make are working for you? And trust yourself to choose for you. That's a big thing, especially when you're really psychic and intuitive and really codependent. You're always choosing for other people to make them happy and not choosing for you. And that shows in your teeth and gums. So let me just, yeah. All teeth. So I'm gonna, and gum. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with like being considerate of other people. Like choosing for you doesn't mean being inconsiderate. But I know that when a narcissist hears this, they're so happy because they're already doing it. Because they're not like considerate of other people at all. And then empathic, intuitive people are very considerate of other people to the point where you almost let other people choose for you. So it's great that empaths are in this world, because I love that you're considerate and you're thoughtful and you're loving and you're kind. I love all that about empaths. Oh, so energy for your teeth, your back teeth. I'm just going to quickly work through all the teeth. So your molars. Oh, premolars. Incisors, and canine. Yeah, medial and lateral incisors, upper jaw, lower jaw. And then the dentinal fluid flow system within the teeth. If your teeth have been discolored, not because of the outside, but if this discoloration with the very substance of your teeth, that has to do with the dentinal fluid flow system in the teeth. So, because your teeth isn't getting the nourishment in the circulation within. So let's revive that for some of you who have discolored teeth.
Oh. Oh.
If you have cavity, we mineralize your teeth. And it really does work. I've done it for myself.
Oh.
Against my dentist's advice, but it works.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and for some of you with more specific personal problems, it's a good idea to get package C so that I can work with you on the more personal issues. Yeah.
Oh.
So supporting your teeth to have strong enamel and supporting your gums to regenerate. Because tissue regenerates easily if we allow it. And teeth, right, is so related to also voice, because teeth allows you to make certain sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it builds an acoustic system within your mouth.
Hey, Josh, let's release.
Any tightness around the jaws, everyone?
I could definitely take a nap now, Grace.
Oh, good. What time is it where you are?
It's only 20 after 10, you know, but it's like, oh my God, so much releasing, so much energy moving, so much yawning.
It's okay to go to bed 20 after 10. Oh my God, I'm keeping you up late.
Oh no, I usually don't go to bed before 2, you know, so.
Oh,
On the edge of stepping forward. Don't be on the edge. Take that step.
Oh.
Step off the edge and fly.
Okay, so that was for teeth and gum and jaw. And do you have any requests for your group, Alara? Because I know that you're so in tune with them that you know.
I'm so out of it, Grace. I can't even put a sentence together.
I can't wait to play with you guys.
I can't even put a sentence together. It's like, what? Reproductive system? Sure.
Yeah, that's in the MP3. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that one yet, but I will be doing that MP3. So it is in package A.
Did your the adrenals are in the package as well? What about neck and neck stuff?
Neck stuff, I think it's in the skeletal system. Mm-hmm. Muscle, I done one for muscle and I done one for skeletal system. So muscle and skeletal system, depending on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're in tune. You can just tap in and see what else is going on.
See, she's giving my power back. I know
that. I'm just receiving today. That's, you know, I'm in the receiving mode. So.
Oh, that's excellent. That's wonderful. And that reminds me, yeah, the energy of receiving is so important. Gifting and receiving.
Yeah, let's even out that energy for many of you who are healers, because
if you're a healer or teacher or mother, so many of those archetypal energies are about giving, 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 that there's no receiving. So all the problems of receiving, I would say, kind of go back to the earlier part of our lives where that energy of being we see was not imprinted in our being, which we did. I thought we did that earlier today, right? Yeah.
I don't know, but you did give us the free gift, which is about gifting and receiving, balancing the gifting and receiving.
Uh-huh. Right? Yes.
So that is on the free gifts page for those of you who are, on my email list.
I forgot that I was together enough to send that.
It's funny. Yeah, no, definitely got that. It's on the page. So, if you all haven't gotten it yet, be sure to go and grab it on the gifts page. And if you're wondering where that is, the link is always in every email.
And for those of you who have ascension symptoms, so what would it take to release and lessen our ascension symptoms? So here we go. Lessen this in all your systems, all ascension symptoms. Well, especially since we're in that window right now of solar storms, that began August 26th till September 2nd, we're right in the middle of a major influx of energy and major solar storms that would tire anyone out. So if you've been tired lately, wow, not your fault. So let's ease all that integration of higher vibration energies now for you all. Oh, exhaustion, right? And whatever symptoms that's specific to you, like some of you may have lost your voice before, some of you may have worse allergy symptoms. I definitely have worse allergy symptoms than before. And I'm like, I can't believe it. I thought I was all done with allergies. Whatever it may be for you, let's lessen all that now. And it just feels like a few of you actually have like chronic stuff, right? So I'm going to do like a quick retrieval of those soul parts to those parts of the body that are very challenged, like especially if you have like autoimmune disorders, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you've been taking on so much. So let's return that energy to all your systems, return all fragmented soul parts to you, cleansed by the light, cleansed by the light, returning you to health, to wholeness, joy, vitality. Yes, sleep, Melissa, is going to be on package B. We're going to talk about sleep. Sinus condition, let's see. Release all the confusion in your life now.
Angela says, I need a clearing. I'm moving from happy to sad.
No, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Stay with the sadness as it's releasing itself. No, yeah. It does not need to be clear, right? If you can identify it, then it's something you totally can feel and allow it to transform itself. Because emotions transform themselves when you allow yourself to feel it safely, you know. That's great. That's great that you can acknowledge that. That's great. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Grief, throat tightness, yeah. See how much throat problems we have today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because, and it makes sense because we are all powerful healers and light workers. And as the Lion's Gate opens up so much for people, like myself included and all of you included, I know it opened up so much for you. And this window of space that we're in, where we are still receiving so much more, we need to give expression to that too. And a lot of it is stuff that there's no old reference points for. And that's the beautiful thing, because there's no old reference points for these new creations. We're like looking left and right and say, oh my God, what did I just say? Did I say anything wrong? Because in the old way of creation, and goal achievements or whatever in a 3D world, people often look to the past to create their future, right? Like, oh, did you, what does your resume look like? And speak to the resume, to your past education, blah, blah, blah. But what is coming through for us, especially in this Lionsgate portal, as well as now, it's new stuff that Mother Earth and the consciousness of the planet wants us to give expression to in some way, whether it's artwork, whether it's singing, whether it's voice healing, any kind of healing work you're able to do and give expression to is what's seeking expression. And you're not going to be able to find reference points for that in the past. Thank God, right? So we're ushering in the new earth, new energy, new patterns, new creations. And it is hard to give expression to something new. It's hard to be a visionary because it's not easy to just find reference points to validate. You're not going to be able to find reference points in your past to validate that at all. And it's not how this world creates at all. So sorry. But yay for you, hooray for you, right? For being able to receive that and be that and give expression to so much that is extraordinary and beautiful. Yeah, so receive all that with total ease now. Oh. And allow yourself to, and take it easy on yourself, because sometimes it's okay, because sometimes you do have to watch what you say to people. So let's exponentialize this embodiment of all your divine gifts. Oh. Oh, I feel like it's almost like diamond energy that's coming around for all of you, for the divine protection that you're choosing to have. And that's great. Oh. 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 Okay, I'm going to put beautiful cocoon of light around you all so that everything we did continues to work for you and days to come, allowing you to integrate all this with total ease. And yeah, let's check in one last time so that to be sure we really have programmed, really embody the program. I choose to live, to thrive, and to succeed beyond my wildest dreams now. Awesome, everybody. Woo! Yeah.
Oh. Right? Taking a nap for sure. Totally cooked. Yeah, I hear you. Me too. Totally cooked.
Me too.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Yeah, and all of you guys who commented about all the different things that you required, that was awesome. That brought forth so much for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for being you, for being here, for the amazing gifts that will be a part of this world, for allowing so much to be expressed through you in the world. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, some of us may be feeling fried, so definitely drink some water, ground yourself after this, you know, like eat something or have some water, walk around. You know, if you'd like to work with Grace some more, you can take a look at the packages. They're available at alara.at/show/grace8. The live calls start next week. The MP3s will be on the download page soon, but not to worry. Ish. Soonish. So please
do. Well, I got 7 done, 7 out of 12, so that's not too bad. A handful to do.
5 more to go. They'll get, you know, you'll do them. And your voice, it sounds okay, you know, it's not too bad. So, but, you know, stuff happens, right?
Yeah, and sometimes the energy is coming through is so powerful. I need to let my body integrate too before I get all stuff up, because it's like stuff that I release for everyone for lifetimes and all systems. Well, it works on me too.
Exactly.
I've been here many lifetimes and I have I have stuff to let go.
Exactly. Yes. We all do, right? Yeah, absolutely. So we're all working through our stuff, you know,
yes,
and healing and clearing and, you know, yeah.
And that's how I know that what I do actually works, because it's working on me to release stuff and I get unstuffed and you know, the flu symptoms that you go through, that I go through. And that's how I know that it is being done.
It is happening. Yes, absolutely.
Dealing with it.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Grace. This was awesome. This was so powerful. And, you know, for everybody, it's been amazing. So thank you. And thank you, everybody, again, for being with us on the call, sharing, co-creating the space with us, and being willing to let go and be willing to say, you know, I choose to live and thrive and succeed.
Succeed beyond my wildest
dreams. Yeah.
Now.
So
now,
yeah, say that
again. Now.
Right now.
Be
right
willing now.
I choose to live and thrive and succeed beyond my wildest dreams now. Right? So you can all say it.
I like the way she says it.
I'm intense. Now. We're doing it now, damn it. Yeah. Exactly. Receive. Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you. This was awesome. I'm fried as well. So I'm going to take a break before I have to do the replay stuff. But you know, 10 minutes, you know. We're having thunder and lightning storm here, so we'll see how we should be fine. But just the thunder and lightning has been going on for a couple of hours here. No rain, just thunder and lightning. It's like, okay, awesome. But it hasn't interrupted us, so that's good. Okay, so thank you again so much, Grace. So much. This is such a wonderful call, wonderful healing, clearing, and everything. So, yay. And everyone, until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings now and forever.
Thank you, everybody. Look forward to playing with you next week, everyone.
Yes, exactly. Go play with Grace. So check out the packages and go play with Grace. Bye for now. Okay.